I'm Ann Thomas, and you are listening to Opportunity Detroit. Detroit Public TV is returning to its roots and moving its headquarters back to Detroit. Rich Homburg, Detroit PBS president and CEO, has all the details for us on this big announcement. Thank you for joining us today, Rich.
Oh, it's so good to be with you, Ann. Nice to speak to you.
Well, I've known you for years, and I'm very excited to actually interview the great Rich Homburg. How cool is this?
I don't know about great, but it's kind of fun to talk to you because, you know, we were competitors for many years, but I was always an admirer. I always got the sense, like, she's a good person. The truth of the matter is we're moving because we want to be close to you guys.
We love it.
Oh, God. The Golden Tower of the Fisher Building is just a few blocks where the station will be relocated to.
So where exactly will you be?
We will be at 234 Paquette, which is a full block of land in Milwaukee Junction on the border of the North End, about two blocks from Woodward, two blocks south of Grand, in this spectacular emerging neighborhood that is just coming alive. There's so much going on in your neighborhood and our future neighborhood with MSU and Henry Ford, and the Paquette Plant Museum is there, and it's a wonderful opportunity. And we looked at a lot of places. Our work has brought us back to the center of Detroit and trying to find exactly the right location. Looked a lot of really great possibilities, and then we got a call, a suggestion about this wonderful piece of land, and our CFO Alette Boyd said when she drove up to it, she said, "Oh my God, this is it!" So we're very, very excited about it on many levels.
So, what went into the decision? Can you tell us how long did you think about this, and how long did it take to finally make the decision?
Well, part of it was an evolution to a certain extent. Years ago, 20 years ago, before I joined the station, we were moving towards HD, high-definition television, and there was a need for a new facility, a new building, and we'd outgrown our building on 2nd Avenue. And George Wright made a commitment, and he had a building in Wixom that not only did he introduce us to the building, but he very, very significantly committed to the station. And we bought a 93,000 square foot building in Wixom with tremendous capacity. And the idea was that we might build a facility that would be, get into the production rental business. And, they had a lot of possibilities, but it was also 15 miles from the center of Detroit. And then as things progressed, we built at WRCJ, the classical jazz radio station. And we built a bureau, if you will, in Detroit, first at the Historical Museum and then eventually at the Mary Grove campus. And what we discovered was that our future, that television production was really important, but what was monumental for the station was engaging the community. Mm-hmm. And if you know me by now, I don't lack for an ability to call strangers and ask for their help. And to me, Detroit is a face-to-face town. So when I first got to the station, people would say, "Well, if you're going to be in Detroit next week," I'm like, "I'm in Detroit every day. I live in my car. I'm talking to you from my car." And but what we discovered was our real future was about face-to-face engagement and partnerships and really just building very deep relationships around key issues. We talk about a handful of issues we call our pillars, a handful of issues that we needed to be building solutions around with Detroit. And so that's turned into advisory groups and ongoing partnerships and discussions constantly. And we looked up and said, "I think we need a building right in the center, in the heart of the city, that's accessible to the entire region." And so that led us to think about, you know, where the opportunities were, did a lot of looking, and then discovered this great piece of land and have built out a plan for a building that will be about half the size, but will have multiple times the number of video locations, a theater-style studio, wow, a performance space, an outdoor performance space. And knowing Detroiters, really important, 120 parking spots.
Oh,
so it'll
incredible.
Be We would argue it's about it. This will be about as accessible and flexible and a building as you'll find in Detroit. And that's our goal.
You know, and I think it's so interesting. You called Detroit, Rich Homburg, the most important city in America. Talk about that.
Absolutely. Think about, so I grew up outside of Philly. They're still talking about fife and drum corps. They're still talking about the American Revolution. If you want to understand this country, what city in the country is a better place to study? And not that Detroit is perfect, but if you think about the future of urban America, if you think about diversity, and you know, one of the most diverse cities in the country, if you think about the future of manufacturing or the environment or water, I joke and I kid the folks at PBS, no matter what the project is, I say, well, we're going to need more. Well, why? We're the most important city in America. But is there a city that you could better? You can't learn about America from New York. That's New York. But you know, I don't know about San Francisco. They're nice people. But if you want to understand the heart of this country, think about the Great Migration. Think about the automotive industry and manufacturing our country. But also think about race relations. Think about where education is going. We have challenges, and we're working away on them. And Detroit is, I think, in many ways, in as strong a position as it's been in decades. But we still have a lot of work to do. And so, I think that we should take great pride in the progress Detroit has made and join forces to try to take on the challenges. So, and you know, Detroiters, you're never going to go wrong. That mindset, right. It's funny because people have really, people associate that with me, but Detroiters don't lack for knowing this city is monumentally important.
Yeah, that's a good point. And you've been in the communications business for a very long time. You've seen and covered all the changes in Detroit mm-hmm. over the years. Talk a little bit about what we're seeing now in 2024 with regard to Detroit. They made it through the pandemic stronger than ever. I mean, things look pretty darn good around here in the city of Detroit right now.
Well, maybe football and the Lions and Michigan draft helps turn up the volume.
Yes.
But really all it does is help turn up the volume on the progress the city has made.
Right.
I think, you know, there's no doubt. Think about the diversity of our town, but still think about segregation, but think about the progress. When you look at step by step, Detroit has taken ownership of some very important issues and has come a long way. And so I got here 28 years ago. I did Leadership Detroit. I learned a lot about the city. The first thing I learned was that Detroiters are very specific. You know, be careful with our history.
Yes.
This is an important place. How did you come to be here, Mr. Homburg? I remember people would say, so where'd you go to school? And I thought they meant college. And I went to Temple University, no, high school. And it really struck me, the part of Detroit, Detroit soul that says, do you see me?
Yes.
Do you understand me? Be careful with my history. Do you understand the challenges we face? And I just got very invested in that. And this year, I think, will be my 28th Mackinac Conference.
Wow.
I know you've been to a ton of them as well.
Absolutely.
But if you look at what's happening in this town in every area, it's exciting. And I just, you know, nobody ever went to Cleveland to record an album. Come on. You know, the voice of this town is unbelievable.
Absolutely. You're right about that. You know, one of the things here at WJR that we talk about all the time is the future of broadcasting, radio and TV. And we think that part of the future, a big part of the future, is being local. And being involved in everything you can possibly be involved in the Detroit and surrounding community. What are your thoughts about the future of broadcasting and being local, Rich Homburg?
Well, it's complex, there's no doubt. And I think people have more choices today than ever. So
right. You
better know what business you're in, as they say, you know. And I think to own the narrative. We talk about how do you drive the conversation if you're a media organization. People, you know, people move in tribes today. Marcus Collins, University of Michigan professor, wrote a spectacular book called For the Culture. It's about understanding a tribe. It's about understanding a community. It's about being the voice of that, and it's about playing into that. And so what that means is it's changed the nature of everything we do, right? And so you better be pretty precise in what you do. But I love the challenge. You know, we were lucky. You and I were both very lucky to grow up in a spectacular business that was pretty well mapped out.
Yes.
And today we're reinventing ourselves.
You're absolutely right about that. Now, when do you come to the neighborhood? When are you actually moving in? How's this going to work?
Well, we're pretty careful with money.
Okay.
It's a $30 million project.
Wow.
We had $10 million from the sale of our building to buy the land. And so think of it as 10, 10, and 10. We raise effectively that second 10, and then we break ground and build a building. And our hope would be that the fall of 26, we would be moving in to the new location. Sooner if your listeners will help. But that's the hope, is that we break ground in January, build it out about 18 months and or a little more, and then fall of 26, hopefully we are moving in, and I'm calling you and Paul for lunch.
Oh, absolutely. We'll take you to lunch. As you point out, Rich Homburg, you're coming into a very hot spot, a big hot spot in town. And there's going to be a lot going on here in 2026.
Sure. Absolutely. Just looking at what Henry Ford and Michigan State are doing and proposing. But, you know, all think about Woodward and how it has changed over the years. You know, our future neighbor, your neighborhood was very fashionable a long time ago.
That's right.
And then met some challenges along the way. And then step by step, think of Campus Martius and think about, Mike Ilitch and Peter Karmanos coming into town, and what Dan Gilbert has done. But then think of the great leadership we have. Don't forget, Dennis Archer helped reimagine Campus Martius.
Yes, and he did.
From those moments on, what's occurred is just magnificent. But there are pockets of Detroit that are still developing. And I think what excites us about Milwaukee Junction is feels like that next community, and the energy of the folks we met is just spectacular. But it's great to see Wayne State is headed in a very good direction. Michigan and Michigan State are more committed to the city of Detroit than ever. So that's exciting.
And finally, Rich Homburg, how can our listeners help Detroit Public TV?
Well, start with being viewers, but also let us know what we need to know, right? Don't be bashful. I get the best part of my job is when someone calls and says, "Here's what you don't understand, my friend." So we'd like you to be viewers. We'd like you to be members. We'd love to pull folks into supporting the building. But it really does all start with we're what's called a community licensee. Think about this. We're a nonprofit television station. That's very unique. We're the only one in Detroit. We're the only locally owned television station in Detroit. And our assignment is to serve, to do the things the other guys don't do. So I think you have enough weather, and I think you have enough coverage of sports and the, crisis du jour. What if the public television station said, let's bring the community together and take on issues of health and wellness, issues of education, issues of history? I'm very excited about the next couple of years. We're going to spend an awful lot of time thinking about American history and rethinking it as we head into the 250th anniversary of our country. It's not a perfect history, but that's okay. How about if we all take a minute to understand each other? And that's going to be a very exciting project.
Rich Homburg, Detroit PBS President and CEO, thank you so much for your time today. It was really great talking to you.
Tell all my friends I said hello.
I absolutely will. I'm Ann Thomas. Thank you for listening to Opportunity Detroit, and enjoy the rest of your day.